Come on, page Kuf Pei Gimel, I think it should be pages, right? You have obviously you should have the Kuf Pei Gimel Pei Dalet, maybe Kuf Pei Pei Hei. The name for the sefer is very appropriate. The Achinoam is a sefer that's filled with ne'imus. When you learn Breslov and Chabad, you get like shaken up. You know, you need to calm down. It's a ruach sa'ar. It's a storm. By Slonim, everything is gentle. Gentle. There's a mesikus. The Rebbe's talking about Rachmana Liba. Rachmana Liba boy, that the Iker, Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov placed at the cornerstone of all of Chassidus is that a Jew should be Samei Lelokus. That a Jew should be thirsting for a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Or, the light, that all the Sifrei Achsidus talk about. And what the Rebbe is explaining, we're up to on Kuf Pei Gimel, the left column. The Rebbe is explaining here is really the most effective means for overcoming darkness is by increasing light. When a Jew has a soul that is filled with longing, a soul that is hungering for this relationship, of course, for thousands of years, we've been wondering how to contend with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara didn't just come into the world together with the internet. It was here before the internet. It's mislabish in different levushim at different times. It wears many different levushim, many different garments. And there are shitas in Yiddishkeit that have very strong makaris in Chazal and Tanakh as well, that the main strategy in fighting against Ra is by facing it and hand-to-hand combat with the Ra. Not just with Ra, but even when it comes to Kadesh Atzim Chobamuta, to the Madrega of Kedoshim to you, and things that are fighting against the person, even when it comes not to Dvarm Shel Issa, even things that are mutter. But we get too caught up in things that are permitted as well, things of this world. So there is a Mahalach in Yiddishkeit that was emphasized by the Tzaddikim, the Balei Musar, that the Iker is to be honest about who you are and where you are in life, and to fight against these impulses, these challenges. And for many people throughout time, that was the main tachbula, the main strategy in fighting against Ra, and in fighting against even the things that are permitted, but we're indulging too much in them. The Baal Shem HaKadosh brought down a different mahalach. Also, it's deeply rooted in Chazal and Tanakh, just like the other shittas are. The way of the Baal Shem is, Kashiyeshli dunef shakekim neshvevim harei zugufa ha'etza ech yuchalam ad negi yitzra. When a person's heart is filled with a longing for Hashem, not in some sort of a vague way, but in a concrete way, that translates into learning and davening, that translates into kim ha'mitzvahs b'simcha, and a Yiddishkeit that's alive, that's on fire, That gufa is the most powerful weapon against the Eitzahar. And l'kayim kadosh asmecha b'mutter. Ki ha'tayva ha'gashmis, where does tayva gashmis come from? Where does physical desire, where does it come from? Novas michoses sipuk. It comes from a person feeling unsatisfied. There's a famous piece that I'm sure any of you have ever learned any of this from, the Pizetzna, you've seen, and if you haven't seen, you've heard, that the Rebbe in Savaziruz, there's a small little piece. With there, the Rebbe speaks about the need that the soul has for stimulation. You know what I'm talking about? That there's a very basic need that the soul has for stimulation. And the Rebbe says over there that you see that people, you see, for instance, you'll be driving on the road and there'll be a backup traffic, you know, for an hour and a half, not where the accident was, but on the other side where everybody has to stop and look at the accident. There's such a need that people have for excitement. The worst thing, the Rebbe says, the worst thing is boredom. The nature of a Jewish soul is that it finds boredom to be something which is absolutely unbearable, and therefore, the Rebbe writes over there, it's better to see some horrible, heart-rending, terrible thing than to be bored. So people, let's say, will go to amusement parks, and they'll go on crazy rides. I don't know if any of you like that, if you liked it when you were younger, if you still dabble in that stuff. But there's some sort of a strange pleasure that people have by almost dying. Or imagining that this, you know, this is near death. And the excitement that comes, that brings a certain stimulation for the soul. Because the soul of a Jew comes from a place which is very exciting. It might not sound exciting when you're sitting in a state of guf, being separated from the neshama, but we come from a very exciting place. The neshama comes from, it's a very happening place. There's a lot of stuff going on. The olam haneshama is where the neshama comes from. It's a place of tremendous, tremendous joy, tremendous excitement, tremendous farbrenging 24 hours, 7 days a week, mamish farbrenging. But not just farbrenging with a little bit of mashke and somebody saying a nice maimer and chassidus, but farbrenging with malachim, with the avos, with Mashiach Tzakeinu, with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's an exciting place. Shamayim is an exciting place. And then the neshama comes into the guf here and is looking for action. You understand? Like, what are we doing tonight? When I was growing up in shul, that was like the main topic, shalashu this time. The old guys would go down to the table. It was a shul with like 400 families. Shalashu this had around 11 Jews, 10 of whom, Rebbe Nebuch, were no longer, you know, so much in this world. And they would sing, Mizmor LaDavid, Mizmor LaDavid, Mizmor LaDavid, Hashem Elohei Yisrael, and have on a toothpick a little herring. And you know, when you get to a certain age, like you cough and you look at the handkerchief to see what's doing over there. This was Shul Shudas growing up. But the guys, we were like figuring out, so where are we going tonight? It's Matzei Shabbos. Where are we going? What are we doing? And it can't be that the answer is no. Like nowhere. We're going to stay home and talk to our parents? So when Saturday Night Live came out, so there was a Hechatimsa to do something beginning at like 11:30, that's when it would come on. But what are you going to do until 11:30, especially when Master Shabbos now when the clock changes, right? So what are you going to do? You got like 6-7 hours till you could watch, you know. You could watch Saturday Night Live and some old Twilight Zones. You never heard of that problem. So what are we going to do? The nefesh longs for stimulation. Even if the stimulation is forbidden, God forbid. Even if it's something which is disgusting. But it's better than not being stimulated. It's better than being bored. Therefore, the Rebbe writes over there that it's better, you have a choice. You have to look for stimulation. You have to look for excitement. It's better you should look for that in Torah, in Tefillah. Better you should look for that in Yiddishkeit than trying to find it in some cheap, disgusting way. Because you have to find it. You're looking for that. So, Ataiva Hagashmas Navas Michosa Sipuk. Why are you meshuggah with, why does a person get meshuggah this taiva, that taiva? Because he feels an emptiness in his life. He doesn't feel excited. He doesn't feel satisfied. He doesn't feel stimulated. So you got some Roshiva that he's trying to figure out. I can't understand. We had this fantastic Mishma program all figured out. You know, we're gonna learn the same Masechta we learned all day. You know, we're gonna learn in Bikiyas. And I don't understand why is it that like the guys are not flocking to the Shia. Why would anybody want to go like to Central Avenue to talk to a pretty girl in the pizza shop when he could be learning Yevamos with me at 10 o'clock? Why would anybody want to do that? He just doesn't get it. Because the Rosh Hashiva, he should be well, is excited by Yevamos. He's excited by Yevamos. He's already an older guy. So the things on Central Avenue are not particularly interesting anymore like they used to be. And he loves Yevamos. And we're gonna learn a Taisus we never learned before. What could be better than that? What else would you want to do on a Thursday night? And he doesn't understand, like, why is this even competition? Why is it why is there a choice? Why would anybody choose a 16-year-old blonde over a new Taisus in Yevamos? Doesn't understand. And he's a smart person. On Central Avenue, or whatever the avenue is where you live, that's where the guy's finding the excitement that he's looking for. In Yiddishkeit, he doesn't see anything exciting. He didn't come yet to that place. Maybe one day Mitzvah he will be with it, where Yevamos will be exciting, but he's not finding excitement in Yevamos. So the Shaila is where to go, what to do. So you either force him to come to the Mishmer, and then he's only sitting there thinking about the girl on Central Avenue, even if she doesn't exist, thinking about the girl on Central Avenue. And you're hoping that somehow that you'll be able to excite him and stimulate him with the Taisus and Yevamos. And if he's a particularly talented Rabbi, and he's really good at it, Mitzvah Hashem, over time, it'll get better. But the reason that everybody's looking for cheap excitement and stimulation is because it's coming Michoser Sipuk. Michoser Sipuk. Look, why does a person have to look, God forbid, at bare things on the internet? There are many, many psychological reasons behind that. But there's something that he's not, there's a certain kind of pleasure, excitement, a stimulation that he's not getting in his life. Now, he associates that completely with sexuality, and therefore he believes that those pictures, those images of Tumah are going to satisfy him, but he never feels satisfied afterwards. He just feels low and he feels dirty. Shlomo Melech said a long time ago, the soul is not filled, but the soul is looking for excitement. So the Rebbe says, when a person is draying around the world, wandering on the world, feeling that he's feeling empty, feeling bored, feeling dead, he's naturally going to be drawn to fill his soul with the only excitement that he understands, which could be a roller coaster and it could be some pornography. Some excitement. But when a Jew is zoiche to come to a chiyus d'kedusha, and when someone's not in that world, it's hard to imagine what that could be. But when a person comes to when a person's zoiche to a Shabbos with a chiyus d'kedusha, when he's zoiche to a learning, with a learning with a chiyus d'kedusha, whether it's Yevamos or whether it's Tanya, it's a chiyus d'kedusha. When a person is zoiche to friendships, yedidus, to fabreng with a chiyus d'kedusha, when a person zeichet to negunim, to negunim, to rikudim, with the zechias to kedusha, where he's living a life where his Yiddishkeit is v'chay b'hem, a lebedikah Yiddishkeit. Harehu margish arevus umesikus b'avedus Hashem. He gets his quota of sweetness, of pleasantness, and excitement in his avedus Hashem. This does not mean that, of course, at the right time he gets married. And Hashem wants a person to have an arevus and a mesikus, a husband and wife, but it should be done in the way of kedusha and tahara, where it's not against the Shulchan Aruch, but it's part of the Shulchan Aruch. V'umole sipuk. When a person's life is satisfying, when his life is filled with meaning, he doesn't have to find cheap stimulation. He doesn't have to go around for the 10th time on the ride. You know, some 25-year-old guy going around the 10th time to go into a thing and he swings around and he sits there with his friends screaming. It's pathetic. The same way that the internet, all that stuff, the bad stuff, is pathetic. It's just pathetic. They would say now to somebody, why don't you get yourself a life? Get a life. What kind of life is that? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. When people look for stimulation in drugs or drinking. It's pathetic. Why don't you can't find that, you can't find that in something that's deep or that's meaningful, that's real? You can't find that in your Avodas Hashem. But when a person does find Achias de Kedusha, and his Yiddishkeit is the Yiddishkeit of Achai Behem, this is the Derech HaMol Shem. Hayom Margish Arebus Umesikus B'Avodas Hashem V'Umoli Sipuk, his life becomes filled with satisfaction. V'Eino Mevakish Klal Sipukim Achim, he doesn't have to look for other kinds of Sipukim, other ways of satisfying himself. What the Mendel Vitebsky explains in Kisovo is Divrei Chazal. Shetshuva Meula hi Ba'isa Perik Ba'isa Mokam Ba'isa Isha. You know what the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings down La Halacha. There are Madregas of Tshuva, and there's a Madrega of Tshuva when the person is tempted, when he's tested. What's the highest level of Tshuva? Where he Ba'isa Perik Ba'isa Mokam Ba'isa Isha, where he's back at the scene of the crime. And he has the opportunity with that woman, with that girl, and it's not 70 years later, but he's an old man and she's an old lady. And he overcomes that. That's a simon to him that now what? That he's in a place of real tshuva. Now he sees because he was tested in such a way. Shabbapashas hakavana ki ozmis oira yitzro b'yoyser. Rav Mendel Vitebsky says the pashtus of the Gemara is because when it's oisa perik, oisa makam, oisa isha, then the taiva, the yetzahara, is back, and you have to overcome it, and that's a test to see if you're legitimate, if you're really doing tshuva. That's the way we were taught in yeshiva. Probably that's how you understand. That's how we were taught. Now we could find out whether I'm really, really serious about my tshuva, because I'm being tempted in the same way that I was then. And instead of saying yes, like I did in the past, I say no. And of course there's truth to that. Of course. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara, which is true. But that couldn't be the whole story. But there is such a thing, Rav Mendel writes, there is such a thing where a Jew finds himself in the same predicament that he was last year. He's healthy, strong, everything is fine. Isamakim, he's in a place, and there's that girl, and the girl's available. V'chulu v'chulu. The only difference is, it's not like the pshat of the Gemara, where he's on fire, and with a desire, with a taiva, and he has to tear himself away from it. This madrega that Rav Mendel Vitebsky is talking about, what he understands as the pshat in the Gemara is, where this person has fallen in love over the past year with something else much, much greater than this. And when he looks at it now, he looks at it like it's pathetic. like it's silly, like it's a joke. The same way that you look back at the old pictures when you were little and how you were meshuggah over a toy, and it's silly. It's narishkeit. It's silly. It doesn't fascinate you anymore. Not at the height of your passion, but this is the simple pshat in the chazals that support this. Like EF Shiva Chazer, the main thing is that you do want to eat the piece of Chazer, but you overcome your Yetzirah, like Rashi brings down, you overcome your Yetzirah, and you don't eat the Chazer. That's the highest madrega of a Jew, honestly. Rashi's not talking about the highest madrega. The highest madrega of a Jew is that we should be walking around until we're 120 wanting to have Chazer. Bemis. And saying, I'm going to have to deal with this. And quickly grabbing a kosher salami and taking a bite out of it. So you shouldn't be nichshel in the McDonald hamburger. Or the highest madrega is that the guy goes there and he sees Oisa Ishi, he sees that woman that he was meshuggah for, and he goes crazy and he has to run. He runs back to his wife and says to him, "I'm sorry, honey, we have to go now and do something because I just saw that Isha and I have to." And she looks at her husband and says, "Oh, fine, tzaddik, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I got to go on carpool, and my husband has a taiva, a big tzaddik. I married a big Talmud Chacham." That's what Hashem has planned for us. We should live like that. That's the program of Yiddishkeit. That's pathetic. What the PR is saying is that a person has worked on himself, and he comes to a situation where it's oisa perik, oisa makam, oisa isha, and he laughs at it. You understand? It's a joke. Not that he has to take out his tehillim. And he says to cry, he shouldn't be nechshel. Every time you take this thing into your hand starts to shake, because you know that it has on there 40 trillion websites, and your hand starts to shake because you've been already to half of them, and your hand starts to shake. How are you going to control it? You have to have a buddy system. So you have to have somebody else that has your thing, and you have to call up your buddy and say, "You got to talk to me. I'm about to go onto that bad website. You got to talk to me." I'm not making fun of that. There's a chachma to that. You understand what I'm saying? There is a chachma to that. And b'shas hadchak, if you need that to rescue you, you call your buddy. Like they do with the 12 steps and all that, you call your buddy and say, "Hey, talk me through this. You got to talk me through this. I'm about to go back to that bad thing, or I'm going to go back to have a drink of alcohol. I'm going to go back to the drug. You need someone to talk you through." And there's truth to that, and that's the pshat in the Gemara. But is that the tachlis? I mean, is that what you hope for your children? Is that what you hope for your children? You're hoping for your kid that when he takes his iPhone in his hand, he's going to start to shake, and he's going to say, "I don't know what to do." And he's going to call up somebody and say, "Yankee, talk me through this, Yankee. You got to talk me through this one." "I will. We'll stay on the phone for 4 hours if necessary." That's what you want for your children? I don't think so. I'm sure that you want the same thing that I want for my grandchildren, You want that they should be what? Gibor. That they're able to look at this thing and say, This is what I'm going to do. When I have a Tosis and Yevamis to learn tonight, that's what I'm going to do. That's a geshmak. That's what I'm fighting against. That's what Hashem's Baruch wants us to be like that, our whole lives, to be a bunch of babies. That's the tachlis of being a Jew. That's what he had in mind for us. The Baruch Hashem had in mind for us big things, godless, greatness, she'ifas for kedusha. Again, if you need to do that, you have to do that. And whatever the filters and whatever you could do to stop, 100%. 100%. Whatever gedarim you need, you have to use. But is that the tachlis? That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that you should be a person. Ba'isa perik, ba'isa makam, ba'isa isha, and you're able to be in that place and you don't even notice it. That's how far you are from it. That's how silly it looks to you. More than silly, it looks to you as something which is ugly. Ugly. Something which is disgusting. But Chazal are talking about that the Ratzon Hashem is not that I should say, oh, the pig is disgusting, but rather, I really, really would like to eat this pig, but I'm not going to do it because Hashem said I'm not going to do it. He's talking about a certain madrega of Yer Shemayim, which is a madrega of Yer Shemayim. The tachlis is that a person should feel like he wants to have a piece of chazer. That's the tachlis. A person should want to have a piece of chazer, and that he's able to say no, and he's able to overcome the piece of chazer. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that you eat so much at the Shabbos meal that you spend the rest of the day throwing up or something, and you can't hold back from eating another piece of cake or another piece of kishka or kugel. Or is the tachlis that you should eat in the way of kedusha and tahara? It's the tachlis. There are steps along the way, but the tachlis is that a Jew should be. That a Jewish life should be filled with the mesikas of being an Eved Hashem, with Ahavas Hashem. With being an Eved Hashem, with davening, the mesikas of davening. You think that forever Hashem Shabbat wants us, that we have to give ourselves like all kinds of pep talks to be able to get to davening, that the person doesn't jump out of bed and run to davening? Our whole lives we should be like that? That we don't really want to go davening? Or your whole life we should be looking around for some minion that's the fastest minion? How do I pattern myself up from davening? Like you go, unfortunately, to shuls and you see people that come late Shabbos, go down for Kiddush Club and leave early for Shabbos, that they find out a way to potter themselves up from davening. Is that the tachlis? It's not the tachlis. You can say, but it's better than being on the street. When people say those things, it's better than staying in bed. So a lot of times I hear people saying that to me. They say, so it's better I should... Wait, how do you answer that? Is it better... To answer such a question, is it better? You know, this is the choice. The choice is I stay in bed or I go to the Kiddush Club. My program of davening Shabbos, which is come late, Kiddush Club leave early, or stay in bed. Those are the two choices. So like, why do you only give me two choices? And why are those the two choices? Like, how about show your kids that dad could get up and go to shul and spend the whole time in shul davening? And listening to Kriyas HaTorah and Naftar, that's not one of the choices. It's embarrassing. That's the tachlis that Hashem has for us in mind, that we should do that, that we should go to shul late, leave early, and go for some l'chaim in the middle. That's what he meant. That's what he meant for you, for us as Jews. It's embarrassing. It's a bush and a cherb. But if the davening is something that you dread, if you can't stand davening, so you got to drag yourself out of bed to get to shul. That guy doesn't come late when it comes to other things in his life. Where he has a taiva for, he's on time. He's waiting for the other half to get there. But when it comes to things he dreads. So the formula is Yiddishkeit that gives a person a feeling of sipuk, that gives a person a sense of fulfillment, excitement, that satisfies him. That's the Derech HaBaal Shem. But we can't fool ourselves. Because if you're not in that place, then you can't fool yourself. And you got to work with the program of old-fashioned Yer Shemayim and running away from bad things. Aisa Perik, Aisa Makam, Aisa Isha. Of course. You can't fool yourself. But the tachlis we're talking about. This is the tachlis. Ein chesheb klal miroiv ha'havos yisborach. But the person is bechlal, doesn't have a cheshik for this silliness. May Rav Havasi is brought because of the great love that he has for Hashem. Can you imagine standing under the chuppah with your kala? You're standing under the chuppah, and the rabbi is getting up there, and he's about to make the bracha. And the kala looks at the chassan, sees the chassan looks like he's perspiring, and he's all nervous. And she says, she whispers, "Sweetheart, are you okay?" He says, "I'm Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, there's an old girlfriend of mine that's here for the chasana. Baruch Hashem, I'm working very hard. I'm working very hard. I shouldn't be nichshel. Your kala would feel pretty good, no? And then you say, then you give it, then you smile and you say, Baruch Hashem, I was matzliach. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't nichshel. I wasn't nichshel. She tell the rabbi to stop. I'm getting out of here. He wasn't nichshel. That's the tachlis. Can you imagine it? It's a mordika madrega of gevur. Under the chuppah. He says, oh, I held myself. And then the kala will say, I'm not sure I want to get married to you. You're strange. So he says, but says with Farish and Rashi that you're supposed to say, I want the itachazah, but Hashem said I shouldn't. So I want to go and wink at my old girlfriend, but Hashem said I shouldn't, because it's under the chuppah. Shein Zach, very nice, no? That's the tachlis that Hashem had in mind for us. It's not the tachlis. To live like that. In a chesh beklami, right? Havos yis baruch. In like called tzarchlis gabra al tavosam. Every single minute of life to be mezgaber, to be mezgaber, to be mezgaber. Nachamol. It's tiring. I'm sure many of you guys are feeling tired. It's tiring. This thing tires you out. Because every single time you have to be mezgaber nachamol, mezgaber, 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 nachamol, mezgaber. It's hard to be mezgaber. And it wears you down to be mezgaber all the time. You know what a life it would be, it could be, if you don't have to be mezgaber. It's like, I'm not interested. It's a different life. You don't have to be mezgaber. Hushori ba'olam acher lagamri. You live in a different world. Oilam shekol mitziyusoi hi ka'ayol tarag alafi keimayim kein nafshi tarag elech elokim. He lives in the world of nafshi tarag elech elokim, that my soul is longing for the Rabbani Shalom. Oilam shel hanoz logvul. It's a world with infinite pleasure. And pleasure that you don't feel bad about afterwards. Pleasure that only makes you feel better. Where the relationship that you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sweeter than anything, than the most delicious foods. The chasima of all the Yom Nerayim, of all of Elul, and all of Tishrei, of all the krechsing, the slichas, and the davening, and crying, and begging, and tshuva, what's the chasima? The chasima is Simchas Torah, right? What does that mean? The chasima is that Hashem Yisbarach is saying that when you're in that place that's real and your Yiddishkeit is so alive that it makes you dance, then you don't need the rest of that stuff. You don't need slichas. Slichas is because we don't have Simchas Torah. What I mean is that if a person's life is a life of Simchas Torah, he doesn't need slichas. He's not interested in the stuff that makes him have to say slichas. It doesn't interest him. The chesima of the whole Tishrei is simcha. It's not just simcha, it's lebedekai. It's v'chaibahem. That's the end of the Yom Nerayim, v'chaibahem. Because to come to that madrega v'chaibahem, there's nothing that's more powerful than to help a Jew not have to fall back into those averus of chatos yavisi, of Hashem lebaganu, than a year that's filled with Simchas Torah. Then a year of Simchas Torah, of a chai behem. Then you don't. Then the rest of the stuff you don't need. Chatanu avinu peshan. L'shimcha l'zichacha. Next page, tavis nefesh, where a person's entire longing is for that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Shimcha and Zichrucha. V'chein omer Chazal, Tzadikim yesh lahem taiva. Chazal say, Tzadikim have a taiva. U'ma taiva asam, what's the taiva of the Tzadik? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shuv ein belibo kol meshichel, d'var machein. He's not mezgabi, he doesn't have to be mezgabi. His taiva is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His taiva is for the Gemara and the Tosfos and Yavamos. That's his taiva. In the meantime, he doesn't have that, of course. It's a big avoda. That's what Chassidus is about. How to bring oneself to that place of hiskarvus. To bring oneself to that place to have a taiva. Taiva is the oisius that has hidden in the oisius a niva ata. I know there's no nun there, but it's in the Chabad Svarim there is such a maimer that hidden in it is a relationship of aniva ata. Aniva ata. And when a person lives in that relationship of aniva ata, same thing with marriage, then he doesn't have to go someplace else. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to be misgaber. When a husband and wife are living a life that's pure and that's holy and that's good and that and they love each other and they have a strong relationship in every way, so then he's not looking anywhere else. He doesn't have to be misgab. He's besimcha. That's his taivas. Taivas for something which is good. So he doesn't have to be misgab. That's the pnimius of what it means, rachmana libavoy, that Hashem wants the heart. That nekuda of the derech of Hashem, which we'll continue with the mitzvah next time. Okay, we'll have Mar.